much about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Damn it. Hey guys, that's the wrong open. Give me 1 second here. Hang on. Anyone else can talk while I have a minute.
What's happening?
Anyone there?
Yeah, we're here.
Yeah, I had a labeling issue, and I started the wrong start there.
Okay,
and now I got to find the one that is supposed to be for today.
So you do want us to stall until you find that one?
No, I got it.
Okay,
so we'll cut this part out of the podcast. No one will ever know.
Excellent.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Yeah. Okay. Because we were counting on another week, but let's just get our mics on, guys. Here's the damn show you asked for.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy.
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
Now, can someone tell me why in 1975 we pulled our troops out of Vietnam?
The failure of Vietnamization to win popular support caused an ongoing erosion of confidence in the various American but illegal Saigon regimes.
Is she right? Because I know that's the popular version of what went on there, and a lot of people like to believe that. I wish I could, but I was there. I wasn't here in a classroom, hoping I was right, thinking about it. I was up on my knees in rice paddies with guns and Edwards going up against Charlie, slugging it out with him while pussies like you were back there partying, putting headbands on, doing drugs, listening to the goddamn Beatle albums.
And now, was it one night? There'd be a full moon there, one night, and it should be bright out, and there could anyone go up in the mountains of one night, sure.
Our feature presentation.
The guy makes good sense.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin Abicho. It is Tuesday, the 9th of May.
Ladies and gentlemen, the return of the great Kevin Ryder here on the Kevin Abicho Show.
We are off to a good start.
Kev Dog.
Right? Kev Dog.
I don't know what you mean, Allie. We're off to a flawless start where everything went exactly as planned.
Oh, we edited that?
Yeah. Yes, it's already been edited.
We said on the air we're going to edit it.
I wasn't listening.
Okay. We're not even on for reels until 6 anymore.
Right.
Come on, this is a warm-up. No, I had labeled something, and then it moved to a different place in the computer, and then
How did it move?
You know.
Because stuff moves in your computer?
Because if you delete a file earlier in the list and then add a new file, it goes to that spot rather than to the bottom of the file.
I see.
So that's what happened. So I was at the bottom thinking that was today, and in fact, today was like 800 spots above it.
Okay.
So it took me a second to find it. So that was.
So you're saying you were at the bottom? That's what you're saying.
I started at the bottom.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Okay.
Now I'm at the top, right. Hey, it's Tuesday. And it's a brand new Kevin Bean show, and it's going to be good, I think. And I'm going to start with this story right here, which is frustratingly low on details.
Okay.
I mean, I want a full debrief. I want the 60 Minutes news team in there. I want this covered from every angle. I want helicopter pilots above it. I want details. A woman in Colombia found out that her partner had been cheating on her.
Uh-oh.
Very sad situation for her, I would imagine.
I sense a sickle.
And
wouldn't that be awesome?
One of her neighbors was an Indian couple. No. And she was very upset, as you can well imagine. But she made an unusual decision, which was to take the $7,000 that she and her husband or boyfriend, it doesn't say, again, one of the details that's missing, had been saving for an upcoming holiday. And by the way, where are they going? The moon? $7,000 for a holiday? Anyway, that was in their holiday fund. She found out that he had stepped out on her.
$7,000 is not that much.
That's a ton of money.
If you're going to Europe or where, it's not.
It seems like a lot
it's
to
not
me.
Moon money.
No.
Well, it's at least the moon.
Okay.
So anyway, so her husband is cheating on her. So what does she do rather than just leave and maybe even take the money and leave?
Right.
She decides to swallow the money.
Wait.
She decides to chew it up and eat it in a fit of rage.
The money?
The money, yes.
What?
Her logic was apparently that they weren't going on this holiday anymore, and she didn't want him to have any of the money. So she decided she was going to destroy the money. Now, look, this is why I have so many questions. This is why this is such a terrible story, because that should be not in the top 1,000 things you do with the money. Right.
Right. Right.
Put it in your pillowcase. Put it in the bank.
Yes.
Put it in the glove compartment of your car.
I have a lot of cash in my pillowcase. You check my pillowcases? I am rich.
No, right I'm next saying, to all my candy.
I'm saying hide it is what I'm saying. You hide the money to get it away from him. You don't destroy the money. And if you're going to destroy the money, don't you throw it away. Don't
Burn
you set it.
It
on fire. Yeah. You don't swallow it. Don't you think there's going to be some repercussions of swallowing it?
Well,
she ends up in the hospital, as you can imagine, complaining of intense stomach pains. She had dozens of rolled up $100 bills in her stomach.
Oh, my God.
She did not confess to why, and we've heard this every time we talk to emergency room doctors. They always say people come in and they play very coy with the reason that they're there. Oh, no, I can't imagine what's happened. I just, my stomach hurts. So they x-rayed her, and of course they figured it was drugs, but it wasn't. It was $7,000 in money. And they had to do surgery on her and remove it. They were able to save, in case you're curious, $5,700
of
the money after cleaning and drying it. But that the rest of it was lost to various reasons. Stomachs.
Mm.
Oh, my.
That seems bad.
It's a terrible idea.
Can you just wait that out?
I mean, I...
And then just accept it as it comes.
I assume that
I don't want it. I don't want that money.
No. No. I've had a dog swallow
money. How you feeling, honey?
All right. I've had a dog swallow money before, and you don't like it on the other side. You really don't. A nutritionist commented, by the way, in the article that it's not dangerous to swallow money, even though you would think that it would be very dirty. Apparently, your stomach acid can take care of that, no matter what you've heard is on money. The general dirt, grime, and bacteria you find on a banknote would be destroyed by your stomach acid. And banknotes are mostly made of linen and cotton, so there's nothing specifically toxic in there. The quote I love is, it's just not some very good quality protein in there. Not a great deal nutritionally.
Right.
So don't eat money for a number of different reasons, not the least of which is it's better to have it than it is to not have it, I would think.
It's the worst ATM ever.
I wonder why they broke up. She sounds great.
Well, she may have been fine before she snapped after that cheating bastard came into her life.
Right.
Again, so, great question, though, Allie. This is why we need more information. I think it's time to take the show to Columbia. It's time to find this lady and trying to get some details.
You want to find the lady that ate money.
I do.
You want to go to Columbia and start asking people that.
Do you know
anyone that ate money?
I just have many questions.
Okay. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
This will blow your mind.
Not positive that it's that good. What's up with Florida on the program today? We have you moved in and found out something bad.
Yes, Kevin. I don't think you were here when we told the story of a lady who bought a house that was infested with snakes.
Yes. I mean, no, I wasn't, but yes.
95 snakes had been taken out of her house in the first month that she lived there. 95.
On her first night living there. They start coming through in the basement.
And she ate like 50.
No, that's weird. We thought it might be fun to hear what other kinds of bad surprises you found out after you moved into a new place.
We have your tickets in the fourth row for the K-Rock Weenie Roasty Fiesta.
Nice.
How about that? That's coming up at the 7 o'clock hour. And one of our favorites, Jeff Garlin. Join us in studio. We will take a break and come back with the Showbiz Beat next.
It's still going on?
Yeah.
This song's still going on?
Another 10 seconds.
You get it.
Yeah.
Come on, we're having a dance party, Ralph.
It's an electric eel now. We get it. Whatever they're saying.
Electric feel.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Electric eel be cooler.
Morning, everybody. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 106.7 K-Rock, and it is 5:54.
And the voice of that man complaining is our friend Ralph Garman with our first look at the Showbiz Beat here on a Tuesday morning.
Good strong start this morning, boys, by the way. I want to give you
that was my fault. I'm sorry.
That was impressive.
I screwed that up.
Let me ask you a question about that, the abortion of the beginning of the Kevin and Bean Show.
Yes.
You start off each morning with a cute little collection of sound bites and things that you edit together, and then you play them in the opening.
Mm-hmm.
And it seemed to me like you were already in the midst of one of those.
Right.
When you pulled the ripcord and stopped the show dead in order to flip to another little collection of sound clips that you had edited together. What possible difference could there have been between the one you were playing and the one you ended up playing?
Because the one I was playing was from just yesterday.
Ah.
No.
Because that was the that was the next available file was yesterday's.
I see.
Because the one I edited yesterday ended up in a different spot in the computer.
So it would have been a revolt if you had doubled up on the...
I felt like that would have been...
Hey, what's that pile? Hey, was that a puddle?
Like those little clips and everything. That sound would have been...
Just would have been Groundhog Day for people to hear the same thing 2 days in a row.
I didn't want
to
do that.
And I wanted to play the right one, but then it took a little longer to find than I thought because of my...
Had to get that white-hot Sam Kinison clip out.
Exactly,
it was very timely.
I try to bring something new and different every day.
Right.
And I
approve.
And I blew it.
You approve of this message?
Mm-hmm. I apologize again.
I'm with the new guy. Have you met Kevin, the new guy, by the way?
I did.
He seems very nice.
He's very talented. He's going to be a big addition to the show.
Yeah. So. Yes.
Thanks. Welcome.
I heard that it was decided we needed to upgrade the professionalism on the program.
Right.
This is the guy who's going to do it.
So you bring me in.
Yes.
Yeah.
And apparently the higher-ups want another blonde, too. It's like Fox News around here. All we do is hire blondes.
Well, Jesus, you keep sexually harassing them, Ralph, and then they have to leave.
Well, what are they going to do? Can't resist a blonde. Hey, you know Bill Clinton? Remember him, President Bill Clinton?
From the 90s, right?
He's writing a novel. It's announced yesterday. He's writing a mystery novel.
A novel?
With best-selling novelist James Patterson.
Wow. Uh-huh.
They're teaming up on a novel called The President is Missing.
I mean, I guess he would have a lot more information on that than anyone else, but wow.
A thriller written about a president from the president's perspective. They promise it will include details only a president would know. Like where the cigars are kept, how to get a blue dress dry cleaned, things like that. Sarah Jessica Parker, speaking of clothing, is opening her second standalone SJP store, this time in Vegas. It'll be at the Bellagio there, and she, of course, will sell clothing, shoes, handbags. It'll all be available for purchase in that retail space there at the Bellagio. And there'll also be hay and saddles available. If you want to pick up some riding boots or crop, that's also available there. And you can get a bale of hay. But don't, if you're feeding her an apple, make sure to keep your hand flat and keep your fingers out fully extended, or else you could get nipped. Hey, Ryan Seacrest apparently is what America loves.
So I've heard.
Ratings for the first week of Live with Kelly and Ryan, 18% up.
All right.
From the prior week when Kelly was still rotating guest co-hosts. So the number's even better, by the way, when you narrow it down to the much sought after 25 to 54 demo, where the numbers jumped 22%.
I mean, right. I guess people think he's a pleasant way to spend an hour in the morning. I don't see the appeal, but I guess it's not for me.
Plus, dreamy, right?
I mean,
come on. You know, break yourself off a little piece of Ryan.
I don't think so.
He's so tiny.
And this always makes me sad when they award a posthumous star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, but that's happening this morning. Oscar-winning composer Jerry Goldsmith is being honored with a star. He was a brilliant, brilliant composer of film and television scores. Legendary, really. I mean, not maybe as famous as John Williams, but I think certainly as prolific and as impactful. Let me give you a little rundown of some of the scores that he did. He was nominated, by the way, 18 times for Academy Awards.
Wow.
The Omen. He did the music for The Omen. Chinatown, Patton, Planet of the Apes, Poltergeist, Basic Instinct, Papillon, Rudy, Gremlins, Mulan, L.A. Confidential, a great score.
Jeez.
He did TV themes as well, like The Man from U.N.C.L.E., the Waltons theme.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Pretty impressive body of work.
But they couldn't have given him a star while he was alive?
That's what I'm thinking.
Seems like he had a long career. They probably could have done this a year ago, 5 years ago.
It always makes me sad. But apparently his family will be there on hand, and they're going to give him a star this morning. So that's pretty cool. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Rosario Dawson's 38 years old today. Ghostface Killa. Kevin, you knew him when you were in the Wu-Tang Clan, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, sure.
You knew. You hang out with
sure.
Ghostface.
I'm Wu-Tang.
You are Wu-Tang. He is 47 years old today. Dave Gahan from Depeche Mode celebrates his 55th birthday today. And singer Billy Joel. Billy, you're right.
Two of my best favorite. Day ever? It is. Two of my favorites.
He's 68 years old today. He's coming to Yankee Stadium. No, Dodger Stadium. That's where we live. We live in Los Angeles.
We do, yeah.
Dodger Stadium. He's coming to play a big show there.
This Saturday.
It's this Saturday.
It's this Saturday.
It's this Saturday. So, get your fedoras out. If you like people to wear those at the show.
Why a fedora?
I don't know anything about the show, but. Please enjoy. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Hilarious star of the Goldbergs, Curb Your Enthusiasm, and the new Netflix movie called Handsome. Jeff Garland joins us later on this morning's all-new Kevin Bean Show. Plus, we got tickets in the fourth row for you to join us at the K-Rock Weenie Roastie Fiesta 2017. But first, this question, what's up with Florida?
You goddamn people in Florida! F*** you, bunch of bastards!
Florida, Florida, Florida.
What's up with Florida?
You always have the craziest news. What's up with you?
I was thinking about this yesterday. You know, you hear talk of secession for parts of California and parts of Texas. Why aren't we forcing Florida to secede? Why do we allow it to continue to be a state?
Because they're the most entertaining state. Why would we want to get rid of them?
They are entertaining, but do you want to claim any of these people as fellow Americans that you hear about and what's up with Florida week after week after week?
I don't know. I feel like they're entertaining.
I love them. I feel like there must be a land bridge or something that we can cut and just let it float off into the sea. I feel like there is a way to just slice it off.
Because it's only held together by a land bridge.
What exactly is a land bridge?
I'm looking for the place that is the easiest to break free.
It's that bridge over the land that they have.
Wouldn't you just walk on the land?
Let's find out what's going on in Florida.
Why do you need a bridge?
We start in Bradenton. This is a, you'll hear about it in the news report. This is a popular YouTube prankster who is in trouble for yet another time in the law. Let's find out what he did this time.
Anyone who drove through this intersection last September could have been a victim.
Everybody likes to see comedy online. But again, there's a fine line between funny and dangerous.
Detectives say Charles Ross stole a pair of stop signs here and posted it on his YouTube channel, which has more than 500,000 subscribers.
Okay, so the prank was, I'm going to start taking down stop signs. How does anyone think that's a good idea?
You think he was just thinking about his YouTube channel and how funny it would be, and he was not thinking at all about traffic?
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Ross has taken the video down, but in it, he called himself a self-appointed traffic flow coordinator and said that stop sign isn't necessary.
How's that for defense, by the way? I just didn't feel like they needed a stop sign there, he said.
If that's the case, phone, he apologized.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
If that's the case, I have a lot of work to do.
Yeah, right, exactly.
On the phone, he apologized. You
know, somebody could have died at that intersection.
Yeah. Somebody could have.
There you go, ladies
and gentlemen.
That's quite a hard-hitting apology. Somebody could have died.
Somebody could have.
Here's the best part. He's now asking people to donate to help with legal fees after police charged him with grand theft in March.
F you so hard. God. Right?
I hate him
so much.
Do I know you?
This isn't the first time Ross's pranks have put him in a pickle. In 2013, he was arrested and pleaded guilty for giving strangers wedgies.
All right, now, Kevin, now you support that, right?
Kevin's back in.
You're back in on this YouTube prankster, right?
What's his website? I want to subscribe.
Ross Creations has over 500,000 subscribers. Yes, he did give people wedgies. Now, what do you think about this, the other thing he got arrested for?
He was arrested again that same year for streaking at a Rays game.
All right. How do you feel about that?
I'm in.
He's the idiot on the field. You're still down with him?
Yep.
Okay.
He pleaded no contest. Why do you think people should believe you, though? If you've done stuff before and now this.
I care about people, and I don't want people to get hurt. And if I do a bad idea, I want to own up to it, and I'll make that same mistake twice.
It doesn't seem like he's a guy who's likely to learn from his mistakes. I'm not sure about that. Next up, we move to Wimama, Florida. This is a story you don't see every day. A zebra escaped and started running around the neighborhood. You look outside, and there's a zebra on your front yard.
Love it.
What's that about?
Oh, Kelly, we still don't know exactly how the zebra got out from this property. The owners wouldn't talk to us about that, but we are learning that zebras have escaped from this owner before. In this rural section of Hillsborough County, you may expect horses or cows to graze near homes. Here's what neighbor Mark Ross didn't expect.
I've had all kinds of things in my backyard. A zebra is definitely the first.
Ross saw a zebra sprinting through his yard. He couldn't believe it, so he took out his phone and took video.
Once I realized that this horse has lots of stripes.
Okay. Come on.
First of all, it's a horse, and I'll move on from there. As soon as I verify.
Right.
I first had to check myself, make sure I wasn't hallucinating or something like this, and I'm like, there is a zebra in my backyard.
Ross says he tried to see if the zebra would stop so he could call someone to get it, but the animal actually charged him.
He went right past me. I jumped out of the way, and he started doing circles around the neighborhood. Sweet.
Neighbors tried blocking the zebra in with cars, but she made her way to the main road, where she ran into a pickup truck, deputies say.
By the way, the impact
shattered the truck's mirror.
By the way, imagine you're that guy driving down the road. Like, yeah. You would expect a deer to jump out from the woods. No one expects a zebra, right?
And by the way, she really run into the car?
She may have. Why not?
I don't know. I feel like maybe he hit her more.
My wife had a deer run into her car one time. She didn't hit the deer. The deer hit her. So it does happen sometimes when they just run out and smash into the side of your car. Let's find out more about the zebra, because I'm sure you're wondering, why is there a zebra in this neighborhood?
Sending the driver to the hospital with minor injuries. The zebra kept going. A sheriff's office helicopter tracked her galloping through a field before deputies and its owners finally captured the adult female. The zebra belongs to Jennifer Caudill of Balm. She's back in a pen on Caudill's property, uninjured, according...
Wait, the owner is or the zebra is? Who's back in the pen?
The zebra, I think.
That was a weird sentence.
...to deputies. Caudill and her family run a circus. In November 2015, while performing with the Universe Soul Circus, two of Caudill's zebras escaped into the streets of Philadelphia.
I just think they've got to do a better job of keeping their zebras together, don't you? I mean, if you have... How many times do your zebras have to get away before you realize you got to put them in a pen or something, right?
I would think once.
I would think once would be enough, too. And finally, Pasco County, Florida, a 41-year-old man who talked about a revelation and nuclear bombs is under arrest after he crashed into a deputy's cruiser and danced in his boxer shorts. Here's a little bit of the police video.
Get on the ground, man. Just chill out. Chill out, man. Chill out.
Here's where he gets tased.
That man, Joseph Pemberton, was not making sense. He told deputies he ran out of the house in just his boxers because he thought nuclear bombs were coming.
Okay. That's a very Florida sentence, isn't it?
Yeah. Wow. Even after the man is hit with a taser, you can see a Good Samaritan stepping in to help the deputy restrain him. Nightside reporter Bo Zimmer found out what triggered that good guy from Pasco to jump in and help.
Jose Sotero Martinez says he was having a perfect day before he drove up on this chaotic scene.
I see him, he was in boxers. He had no shirt, no shoes, no nothing. And I say, something's not right.
Oh, really?
Thanks, Sherlock.
Really?
Martinez watched as the erratic driver threw his truck into reverse, slamming into a Pasco deputy's cruiser.
When you're in situations like that, you got to act quick.
Martinez knows, as a retired cop from Puerto Rico, he's been in situations like this himself. You can see Martinez here jumping in to assist.
Oh, I swear to God, I've never been through another one like that.
He next turns his attention to several small children who jumped out of the suspect's vehicle shortly before it crashed.
Because I give all glory to God, because he's the one that always puts you in the right place at the right moment.
Well, didn't God put the dude in the undies with the nuclear bomb revelations
in that
place?
I think that's the guy that did that.
I mean...
I feel like that's the guy.
And by the way, he's out there talking crazy and running around in his boxers. He's got little kids in the car with him.
Yeah, that's sad.
And they took him away, so they're going to be fine. So this dude's in jail. Not a great look for him. Not a great look for Florida. That's why we ask, what's up with Florida?
Florida, Florida, Florida. What's up with Florida?
Hey, Kevin, how many times have you seen Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2?
Just one, B.
Just one?
Just one time.
You're not the Kevin I know anymore, then. I don't even know what's going on.
I'm not done.
That's right.
It's still in theaters. You still right. Speaking of movies, yesterday was a big, big day for folks who have been looking forward for a long time to the Blade Runner sequel. Now, the original movie came out in the early 1980s, and it was set in 2019. This new movie is coming out soon, and is set 30 years later. So it's Blade Runner in 2049. And Harrison Ford is back. Ryan Gosling is in this movie.
Sorry, did you say Harrison Ford is back?
Harrison Ford is back, yes. Who has got to be 75 at least, right?
I would think.
But, I mean, he's...
Plus two plane crashes.
That's
got
true.
That going for him.
That's true. People are going crazy over, and have been for a long time, about this movie coming out. And then this trailer came out yesterday, and I got to be honest, it looks pretty awesome. Here's a scene that does involve Harrison Ford and Ryan Gosling both.
The world is built on a wall that separates kind. Tell either side there's no wall. You bought a war.
You're a cop. I had your job once. I was good at it.
I know.
What do you want?
I want to ask you some questions.
Boom. So there was a Q&A yesterday here in town where they were talking about the movie, and we thought, hey, if Harrison Ford is talking about Blade Runner, let's get him on the show and find out what's up. Hey, Mr. Ford, welcome back, sir.
What do you want?
Well, we want to ask you some questions.
All right.
So, what's it like to revisit? What's
happening?
What's going on, Harrison?
Woodwork.
Okay. Oh, you're doing some carpentry right now, huh?
Yeah.
You've got a lot of experience with the sequels, with the Star Wars movies, with the Indiana Jones movies. What's it like to be revisiting the Blade Runner character you played?
Well, we don't have one of the schools. Back in back from Australia, I'm going to be a sailor.
I didn't catch the answer, but what are you building?
Breaking up my driveway.
Breaking up your driveway?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Jared Leto's in the movie, too, right?
What was that?
Three Stooges.
It sounded like that. Yes. He plays a bad guy. What can you tell us about his role?
Plays a bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think that's what Bean said.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anything else?
No.
Okay.
And Robin Wright, who is she in the news story?
Yeah, that's when I get the story, and she's domestic on the real
world. I'm sorry, I missed that. I didn't catch that, Harrison.
She is a woman. Give my thoughts, and both all the same. They can't be inside when I want it.
I heard inside.
She's a woman inside a wallet. That's what I heard.
Oh, that's a twist.
Sorry, but you're mumbling a little bit.
Oh, no.
Harrison, what's happening?
It's a baby crying. What do you think it is?
Well, yeah, but why are you around a baby?
Babysitting.
Oh, you're babysitting. Whoa. While you're digging up your driveway.
Yeah, right.
Oop. Oh.
I stepped in baby poop. hold on.
Is this a bad time?
I'm sword fighting.
What? Sword fighting? Around a baby?
I'm sword fighting with the baby.
Oh, with the baby. Okay.
Yeah.
You leave a... What?
It's a theremin.
Right. But are you playing that with one hand while you sword fight with the other?
Stop sword fighting.
Oh, you're not sword fighting. Okay.
Yeah, I'm just playing the theremin.
Okay. You have a very interesting life.
Yes, I do.
What about Blade Runner, though? What about Ryan Gosling? You looking forward to working with him? Take two. You looking forward to working with him?
Hey, who's laughing there in the background, Harrison?
That's my assistant, Omar.
Your assistant, Omar. Huh? Okay.
Omar, give me some orange juice.
All right, here you go.
Oh,
thank
no.
You. I love orange
no.
juice.
No. Oh, dear.
Okay.
I love orange juice. Thank you.
Grape juice? No. Tomato juice? No. Carrot juice? No. Orange juice.
I love that song. Hello? This thing's still on.
unfortunately. 6.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, LAOC's alternative rock. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:51.
Not just tickets, but tickets in the fourth row for the sold-out K-Rock Weenie Roast Fiesta 2017. Coming up for you in 5 minutes from right now. We'll tell you when to call. Rob is here now. Time for the Showbiz Beat on a Tuesday. What's going on?
Love is dead.
Love is dead?
Yeah. There's no love if Demi Lovato and Bumba Vasconcelos can't make it work. Right?
Right?
I don't know what that is.
Demi and Bumba. They were America's sweethearts.
Were
Demi
they?
And Bumba.
What's a Bumba?
No Bumba.
Is that that vacuum that automatically just moves around your house?
No, Rumba.
Rumba, my
bad. This is the Bumba.
Okay, Bumba.
Bumba. You know Bumba Vasconcelos.
I don't.
He was the MMA fighter that Demi Lovato was in a hot and heavy relationship with.
Oh.
But now there's no more Bumba.
Did he die?
Demi and Bumba. I love Demi and Bumba together.
You had no idea.
Did you know about them until today?
I had no idea until now. So, this is sad news. This man brought more joy to more boys than Ally McKay. See what I did there?
No.
No matter what you do with your life, you will never have an impact like this man has.
Okay.
Had.
I'm nervous.
His name is Stanley Weston. And Stanley Weston invented something that was enjoyed by boys.
Boys. Lotion.
No.
That's a good guess.
Thank you.
Already. Enjoyed. Naked.
Enjoyed.
Yes, if you're already naked.
No.
This is for you.
Nope. Stop.
Nope.
Enjoyed by boys since 1963.
And you got to be 21 to get in, unfortunately.
1963, Stanley Weston invented something that boys would enjoy for hours on end.
Boys, but not girls.
Well, maybe some girls.
Right.
They could if they wanted to, but most girls didn't want to. They wanted to play with their own. But this was for the boys to play with. Right?
Lotion.
Stop saying lotion.
Another good guess, though.
I'm thinking it's a doll, then, if you girls would play with their own, correct?
You're on your way.
Okay. A doll for boys.
Yes, and?
That answer would be a...
When you think of a doll for boys...
Ken!
Oh, my G.I. God. No. What, Chip?
G.I. Joe?
Thank you, yeah. Chip. Oh. Thank you. Thank you. G.I. Joe.
Sure.
Plus lotion.
No lotion. The great American hero, G.I. Joe! 1963, sold G.I. Joe to Hasbro, and the rest is history. When Barbie made, when the Mattel made the Barbie dolls in 1960, Stanley Weston went to them and said, hey, what about boys? Don't think boys would like to play with an action figure? / doll for boys, and they went, get out of our offices, Stanley Weston.
Oh.
So he went over to Hasbro and said, I got an idea for a military action figure. And they said, we're going to take a shot on you, Stanley Weston. And next thing you know.
Yo, Joe!
Yo, Joe!
He'll fight for freedom wherever there's trouble. G.I. Joe is there.
G.I. Joe!
G.I. Joe is there.
Goddamn right he is.
G.I. Joe against Cobra, the enemy, fighting to save.
Got another half a minute. You want to hear it all or?
No, I'm good. Good? Thanks. Okay. G.I. Joe started off big. Big G.I. Joe. I had the big G.I. Joes when I was a kid. Big.
Okay.
Big, like 12-inch G.I. Joe.
Right.
Like a 12-incher.
Right.
And then...
We're not looking at you.
And then as the years went on, G.I. Joe got smaller and smaller. Right. And it became little tiny G.I. Joe.
That happens.
But still popular with kids everywhere. And then Stanley Weston, if that wasn't enough, came along and created a little something called Thundercats as well.
Wow.
God damn it, I love Stanley Weston. But he has passed away at the age of 84. Oh. So he will be missed. G.I. Joe. Imagine creating G.I. Joe. Now, who else I loved as a kid? Bruce Lee. They've just announced they are making a movie about his life. There have been others. None of them really great.
what was the last one? I guess maybe Dragon? Was that the last one, the Bruce Lee story?
I don't know.
Had Lauren Holly in it?
I don't know.
Anyway, they are making a film called Little Dragon. Stories about Bruce's early days in 1950s Hong Kong. Nobody's been cast as Bruce yet, but they're looking for a teenaged actor to play him. That's where he got his break. Actually was in Hong Kong. Started making kung fu movies. Then, of course, he, as you know, went to America. And the rest is history. Bruce's daughter, Shannon, will be one of the producers. She said, I always thought a film about how my father's life was shaped in his early years in Hong Kong would be a worthwhile story to share so we could better understand him as a human being and a warrior. So,
wonder if that that kid on Into the Badlands would be a good choice for Bruce Lee, I think. Don't you think, Kevin?
Oh, yeah.
The one who they're training right now? Yeah.
Sure.
I like to throw my hat
braids
in the ring.
Braids in the hair? What?
Huh? I said, while they're casting, I like to throw my hat in the ring as well.
Well, then,
to play Smokey Law.
With my extensive martial arts,
sure.
Artist training and my uncanny resemblance, I think it might actually.
I don't see the similarity between you and Bruce Lee.
Well,
it's a good guess, though. Being MK on that show, Into the Badlands?
I'm not wearing my gi, that's why. Let me put my gi on.
I see.
And you'll go, excuse me, are you Bruce? Oh, sorry, Ralph. I didn't realize for a moment there. I didn't know you were wearing your gi. And they're making a new Hellboy movie. Is that necessary? I love the original with Ron Perlman, directed, of course, by Guillermo del Toro.
Is he doing it again?
Nope. Oh. They're rebooting it with a brand new star and a brand new director. Apparently, David Harbour from Stranger Things is in talks to play Hellboy. No word on who will be directing, but hard-pressed to best what those two did together, Ron Perlman and Guillermo del Toro. Hard-pressed. Tall order.
I feel like that movie wasn't all that long ago.
Let me tell you something, Bean.
Yeah, when was the Hellboy movie?
The original Hellboy was 2004.
Okay.
And then the sequel was in 2008.
Okay, right. Well, it's time for a reboot then. They're on the Spider-Man calendar, which is, that was out last year? Oh, it's time to redo it.
Turn them and burn them. Friday night, come join me and Kevin Smith as we take the stage once again for Hollywood Babylon at the Improv on Melrose. We're going to have a pretty good time. I drink a lot and Kevin gets really baked and then we all sit back and watch the insanity. So come on out. Go to improv.com to get your tickets and for more information on Friday night's show. That guy will be there. Today's celebrity birthdays, Billy Joel. Of course, his family was the house of El on the planet Krypton. And they sent Billy to the planet in a rocket ship, and he was a small boy.
This is just Billy Joel.
When they knew his... His planet was going to be destroyed.
Kal-El. This is Billy Joel.
Billy Joel.
This is
was
singer,
sent, and then
a human,
of course,
American legend.
Came a popular person. 68. Dave Gahan is 55 years old today. Ghostface Killah is 47, and Rosario Dawson celebrates her 38th birthday today. I am Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
All right, thank you, Ralph. If you want tickets to the K-Rock Weenie Roasty Fiesta in the fourth row, we're going to play a game next for you. 1-800-520-1067. You call now, and you'll win next.
Charming.
That doesn't need to be.
Just lovely. LA and OC's alternative rock. This is the world-famous K-Rock and the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:08.
I just feel like there are times where you could fade something out just like 10 seconds earlier. It'd be fine.
Clip it.
Hey, Lord and Incubus, Imagine Dragons and Cage the Elephant, 311 and Paramore, Lana Del Rey and Dream Car, and all the rest. We're talking about the sold-out K-Rock Weenie Roasty Fiesta 2017. It's a week from Saturday, guys, at StubHub Center. We're giving away some tickets in the fourth row right now. This game is called Foreplay.
Weenie Roast is what you want, baby. Seats in the fourth row. Come work for them. Don't be lazy. Come on, you wanna get into my fiesta? It's time to get a little dirty. And that's the
foreplay. We're talking foreplay, baby.
I don't like it at all.
Ralph, you are hosting. Contestants are lined up, ready to go. What's the game this time?
Foreplay. It's called Foreplay because we're giving away tickets in the fourth row.
Foreplay. We're talking foreplay, baby.
So I will be asking general pop culture trivia questions. However, all of the answers will contain the number or word four.
Okay, that's four. A nice clue.
Four, fourth row, four play.
Four play, we're talking four play, baby.
Four will be in the answer.
All right.
Fair enough. Kevin, who's our first contestant, please?
Oscar in Whittier. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Oscar, here's your question. In 2013, Sony Interactive Entertainment released this version of its popular video game console.
What is PlayStation 4?
Don't need to form it in a question. It's not Jeopardy.
But is that correct?
But you're absolutely right. Of course, PlayStation 4. Hold on. You're in the drawing.
All right. Let's go to Danny in Chatsworth. Hi there.
Hi. How you doing?
Hey, Danny. This is an audio clue. So after I ask you the question, there will be a little music clue at the end. So keep your ears perked up. On their Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band album, the Beatles asked this musical question.
If I'd been out till 2:45, would you lock the door? Will you still need me? Will you still feed me?
Can you finish that line?
When I'm 64?
When I'm 64, indeed. Ooh. Well done.
Nicely done.
Two for two.
All right, let's go to Ruben in La Crescenta.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Hey, Ruben. Here's your question. Reed Richards, Sue and Johnny Storm, and Ben Grimm make up this legendary superhero team.
Has four in the answer.
Ruben, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Reed Richards, Sue and Johnny Storm, and Ben Grimm make up this legendary superhero team.
Fantastic Four.
Yes. Well done, sir.
Four play. We're talking four play.
Didn't see Ruben pulling that one out.
Same. Let's go to Paolo in Huntington Beach.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Paolo. Here's your question. In NCAA Division I men's basketball, this round follows the Sweet 16 and the Elite 8 rounds. In the tournament, it's Sweet 16, Elite 8, and then this round.
Includes the word four.
Fabulous Four.
Oh, no. Final Four. Looking for Final Four.
Sorry. Thanks
for
calling.
Buddy.
Fabulous Four would be a completely different tournament.
Yeah, that's hosted by Tyra Banks, isn't it?
Let's go to Jade in Riverside. Hi, Jade.
Hey.
Hi, Jade. Here is your question. This also has an audio clue, so make sure you listen carefully for the music after I ask the question. This was the third single released from Gwen Stefani's second solo album in 2006 called The Sweet Escape. Here is your audio clue. You know the name of that song?
The name of the song?
Yes.
Is The Sweet Escape.
No, that was the album's name. The name of the song was... Four in the Morning was the name of that single.
Oh, man.
Sorry about that.
Thank you for calling. Let's go to Bobby in Lake Forest. Hi, Bobby.
Morning, party people.
Hey, Bobby. This 1994 British romantic comedy followed Hugh Grant and his circle of friends through a number of social occasions as they each encountered romance. British romantic comedy. What's that?
Four weddings and a funeral?
That's absolutely correct, sir.
Four
weddings and a funeral.
All right.
We are qualifying people to win tickets in the fourth row for the K-Rock Weenie Roastie Fiesta 2017, week from Saturday. Who's our next contestant?
Next up is Danny from Burbank. Hi there.
Good morning. What's up, Kevin? What's up, Ian?
Hey, Danny. In 2005, Danny, a hit Broadway musical called Jersey Boys dramatized the formation, success, and eventual breakup of this 60s rock group. Here's an audio clue. What's the name of that band?
No clue.
Sorry, the Four Seasons. The Four Seasons.
All right, thank you for the call.
Dude could sure sing high.
He sure could at Frankie
right.
Valley.
One more.
Let's try Steph in Glendale. Hi there.
Hi, how you guys doing?
Good.
Good, Steph. Steph, this novel by George Orwell is about an oppressive government superstate and introduced us to the terms thought police and big brother. What famous novel is it?
Oh, my gosh.
It's about government following you,
government
your every move.
Following you.
Knowing what you're doing.
It's got a four. Got a four
Soylent
in it.
Green with four.
What? Soylent Green, Soylent with,
green
four,
with four,
she said.
Yeah.
That's a great answer.
Sorry, it's 1984 is the name of the book.
Why?
1984.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, thank you for playing.
If you wonder what 1984 is like, just turn on the news, by the way. We're almost there. All right.
How dare you? That is fake news right there.
Bobby, Ruben, Danny B, Oscar, all in the running to win those tickets in the fourth row for the K-Rock Weenie Roast E-Fiesta 2017. But there can only be one winner. Miss Alan McKay, who's that going to be today?
Oscar.
Oscar. Congratulations, Oscar.
Yeah, thank you guys very much. Appreciate
See you at the
it.
Show.
Tickets in the fourth row, and thanks for playing the game.
Foreplay, we're talking foreplay, baby.
Our friend, the hilarious Jeff Garland, star of The Goldbergs and Curb Your Enthusiasm, which, by the way, is almost done finishing filming their ninth season.
Right Sweet. Now.
And Jeff says it's the best season yet. Can you imagine?
Sweet.
Anyway, he's got a new Netflix movie called Handsome that's very funny. Jeff will be joining us in studio coming up just after 8 a.m. here on K-Rock. First, though, I've been very excited to get to this topic. I brought you a story last week about the House of Snakes in Minnesota. Allie, are you still, are you
so
still sweating after hearing about the House of Snakes?
It's the worst story you've ever told.
This is a woman named Angie Whitley. She and her two young kids bought their dream home, and it turned out to be a nightmare because it was apparently on some sort of a snake den. And we were kind of amazed that she was still in the house. Like she was, I mean, she spent $13,000 so far trying to get rid of all the snakes in her house, by the way, with all the various experts and rebuilding the basement and everything else.
See, as much work as it takes, if I walk in and see that many snakes, I'm out.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just burn the place to the ground and move to another city,
14 seconds.
Yeah.
Well, let's hear a little bit more from Angie. And then here's the thing we're going to be looking for is your horror stories of, and I don't anticipate anyone's got anything worse than the House of Snakes, but bad surprises when you moved into a new place. Like you were all excited about where you were going to be living, but I didn't know. Fill in the blank. What happened next? So we're going to be taking your calls at 1-800-520-1067. Let's hear a little bit of Angie's story, shall we?
As a nurse and a single mom, Whitley spent years renting a townhouse in order to save enough for a down payment for a new start.
It was clean, new carpet, new paint.
This split level in Oak Park Heights seemed like the perfect neighborhood for her two kids to grow up in. Several walkthroughs and an inspection yielded no trouble.
Now that's amazing to me. I don't know how, I don't know much about home inspection, but don't you feel like they would uncover?
Maybe they would have stumbled across one snake?
Yeah. And I mean, maybe if you see one snake, you don't think anything of it, but I mean, as you'll hear.
By the way, I do think something about it. If I see a snake in a house I'm going to buy.
Yeah, I think about it too.
Really? That makes an impact on me.
Yeah, but there could be one snake anywhere.
Yeah.
Okay. So, so she does the, I mean, she did her due diligence. It's not like she went and bought a crappy, dilapidated place that was, you know, no warranty, move in as is. I mean, it sounds like she had every expectation that this place was sealed up tight. Let's find out what happened next.
But 45 minutes after closing on October 5th, plenty of it slithered in.
Okay, 45 minutes after she closes.
They know. Snakes are just waiting, like looking at their watch. How long has it been? 45 minutes? Let's go.
Where do you think a snake wears a watch, Kevin?
Not positive.
That was a short-lived dream home, though. 45 minutes in, you see a snake coming out of the wall.
I brought my first sort of box in downstairs to my bedroom, and I found a snake. And one quickly turned into three, four, five.
Okay, so at this point, what are you thinking? Now when you see five snakes in the first hour.
Again, I'm already out.
You're already out.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Oh, God. Today, it's 6 months later, and I'm about now 95 snakes.
95 snakes.
Unbelievable.
Inside.
And by the way, 6 months later, so she's been fighting the good fight for six months.
By the way, that's just inside the house. Hundreds of snakes outside the house.
A
that I found inside my house.
That's 95 inside.
You can see one that just came out now.
A few hundred more outside.
All right, so that's doesn't work. That one's not terrifying at all.
Okay.
So it's really, she's living in a crime scene is what it must feel like for her. So that's the topic on the table. Bad surprise, you moved into a house or an apartment, and then what happened? Let's try Jade. She's in Corona. She's up next line, or up first, I should say, on line one, please. Hey, Jade.
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Hi. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What happened?
Thank you. Okay, so my sophomore year of college, my roommate and I, moving day, move into our apartment on campus. We're, like, totally stoked. A couple of our guy friends come over and help us move boxes, and one goes into the kitchen and was, like, tired and leans up against the wall and literally fell through the wall because the apartment was so embedded with black mold.
Oh, yeah. All right. That's fine, Kevin. All right. Okay. Let's get back to Jade. Let's
the mold
talk. So the wall just collapsed.
Wow.
Literally just collapsed. He, like, can't, like, the wall was an imprint of his body.
Oh, my God.
Out. Same day, and they, like, fumigated the building. It wasn't just our apartment, obviously. It was the whole building.
Sure.
So, yeah, it was not awesome.
It was not awesome.
I think you have summed it up brilliantly. Thank you for the call, Jay. We appreciate it. 1-800-520-1067. What was your bad surprise when you moved in? We'll take your calls next on K-Rock.
All right, just ahead of Depeche Mode, let's squeeze in one phone call. It is Patricia in Los Angeles. Hi.
Good morning.
So you moved in, and what happened?
I moved in, and on the wall was written, "Leave this house. It has seen profane things."
Okay. All right.
Oh,
and?
And it was written in pencil, so we erased it. We got the priest in there. He blessed the house, and it's all good. We're there for 5 years.
So far,
right. The devil's got time to wait you
right?
out. So it's still coming. Bad things are still coming, Patricia. That's birthday boy Dave Gahan right there.
Correct.
Depeche Mode.
Depeche Mode.
Depeche Mode.
Depeche Mode.
We have to learn to say stuff right.
Yeah.
So Depeche Mode.
Depeche Mode.
There you go.
Okay.
Hey, yeah, we're talking about a lady and her family in Minnesota. They moved into what they thought was their dream house. 45 minutes after closing, the first snake appeared. Now there are... Nope. Not scary at all. Now they have since then discovered hundreds of snakes on the property. So we're taking your calls about bad surprises once you moved into a place. Let's go to Dan. He's in Norco. Up next, line three, please, on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, Dan. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Good morning, guys.
Hi there.
So, we bought a fixer-upper, you know, to try and make some money, hopefully, down the road.
Mm-hmm.
And as we're remodeling the house, getting ready for cabinets, we noticed a small hole at the bottom of the wall. So, kind of knowing what it was, we decided to open up that hole to figure out what it was, and come to find out our whole house was infested at one time with rats.
Rats?
Yeah.
Oof.
Not just a little bit. I mean, thousands of them. They were, like, dead in the walls.
Oh, dude. I mean, I guess that's better than live, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
I
is it?
Yeah, I think so.
Dead rats?
Yeah, because the dead rats are not going to keep creating new rats.
Right.
I think that's a little easier just to clean out the ones that have passed rather than worry about the new ones, you know, having babies. That's all. So that turned out to be a big, big job, I imagine, Dan?
Well, it started with tearing out the walls in the kitchen, and we just kept going till we were trying to find a spot where it stopped. We ended up ripping off all of the walls in the whole house, had to completely gut the whole place, all the electrical, because they had chewed on the electrical.
Oh, my God.
Come to find out, it would have probably been cheaper to knock the house over for all the work that we ended up having to do to it, phase by phase.
Well, good job on your inspector for tipping you off to that. Thank you for the call, Dan. Appreciate that. Let's go to Dee Dee. She's in Mission Viejo. She's on line two, taking your calls at 1-800-520-1067. Bad surprises after you move in. Hi, Dee Dee.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
We are good. How are you?
I'm great. So my husband and I, we scrimped and saved to buy our very first house. We're both working two jobs, and we move into the house, and probably, you know, only been there a day, and the neighbors next door had one of those macaw birds. Have you ever heard those?
Oh, no.
So this thing would scream day and night, night and day. I mean, I would call this lady every day, and I'd say, shut your effing bird up.
How did shut your effing bird up go?
Well, like, can I tell you the sound of the bird?
Sure. Could I hear that again? It's very pleasant.
Thank you. And I had to live with that.
So, probably. One more time. So how long did you live next door to this bird?
We stayed for 10 years.
Oh,
10
my God.
10 years.
All right, one more time. Just once more.
We had invested in the property.
Right.
We couldn't move, and I fought with these people. They promised to put the bird in a secluded room. They kept it right by my kitchen. Couldn't go outside and barbecue. Couldn't do anything. I hate that bird. The bird's name is Cookie. Cookie, if you're out there, I hope you're dead.
Wow.
On the internet, that those birds live over 100 years, and that bird's going to outlive all of us.
Oh, my God. And what did Cookie sound like?
Thank you, Dee Dee. Appreciate the call. By the way, it does remind me of me living next door to the rooster. That was
took care of it.
A very similar situation.
In air quotes.
Let's talk to Federico real quick. He's in Seal Beach. He's lodging a complaint about the original story about the lady in Minnesota with the snakes. How come, Federico? Why don't you believe it?
It's just not realistic. If she was buying the house, that wouldn't have never passed inspection. And then,
well, it did, though. But it did.
There's no way. With all this fake media, I'm calling you-know-what on this story.
All right. Well, go to the Kevin and Bean Twitter account, at Kevin Bean, and watch the news story, and they'll show you video of the house, the snakes, interviews with people involved. It's for real,
so,
dude.
Federico, you're just saying, I don't feel like that's true, based on nothing.
I don't feel like, how could it do two inspections and not one snake pop out?
Because sometimes people are bad at their jobs. Look at the show you're listening to, Federico.
Right.
I've been listening to you guys for a long time. Well, I couldn't do it. I'm a landlord, and, you know, people walk the house, they sit in the house. Same with the rat story. How did you not smell that? You know what I mean?
In that case, who knows? Those rats may have been dead a long, long time.
This guy's calling BS on every single call we have.
Yeah, really, this whole call is
absolutely
fake news.
Right? I don't even know. I don't even think you're a real person, Federico. How about that?
How much do we love Jeff Garlin?
All.
Right?
All the love.
Yeah,
all.
He's awesome. Coming up next, just after 8 right now, Ralph is here with a look at the show biz beat. What's going on, Ralph?
Well, couldn't be more excited about the big, big news from the Sci-Fi Network.
Another great movie?
Their new series, Ghost Wars, will appear, I think, this summer. But it stars Vincent D'Onofrio and Meatloaf. They're the stars of the series.
Okay.
What? I'm in.
How great is that team up?
I'm in.
Yes. Right?
No.
Yes. Ghost Wars. It's about a psychic who must put his personal demons aside to save a remote Alaskan town that's overrun by ghosts.
Yep.
Ghost Wars. Vincent D'Onofrio and Meatloaf.
Hey, Ma! Can we get some meatloaf?
Right? I can't wait. You know, they're going to release a 40th anniversary edition of Meatloaf's classic album, Bat Out of Hell.
Oh, it's so great.
1977 was the release date of Bat Out of Hell. One of the great rock albums in history, Kevin.
Totally. Right. One of the best-selling albums in rock history, too.
Yes. Right?
I think it's in the top five of all time.
It's the fourth biggest-selling album of all time, Bean. You're absolutely right.
And
Meatloaf
says
he's never seen any royalties from the sales of that album.
No. What? A penny? What?
Claims he and songwriter Jim Steinman have never received royalties from the sales of that album.
Well, that seems fair.
No, I think it's the opposite of what we're saying.
That's unfair.
Unfair. So he and Jim are going to get together, and they're going to do a 40th anniversary edition of the album, including some cuts that we've never heard before, and an 11-minute version of the title song of the album, Bat Out of Hell. And so hopefully they'll make some money off of that. But
now, Kevin, you're the awful person who hates the song Paradise by the Dashboard Light.
Right? Ah, so good.
One of the greatest rock and roll songs ever written.
Well, I remember it.
little thing as if it happened only yesterday.
Right. Go on.
But you hate Beaten that song, right, Kevin?
Yes.
Why? How?
It. But it's so what good. Is?
Why? How? It's just I do.
But
it's subjective. It's not.
You're not allowed to.
It's
just good. It's science.
It's subjective.
It is scientifically proven to be good.
There's no other just, opinion.
Well, of course there is.
No, there no, isn't. It's just is.
It's science.
It's not. It's not science.
It is science.
All right, we're going to need some of that for next hour.
Absolutely.
Now. Might have to play it all.
You might have to get that 11-minute version of Bat Out of Hell, too, and play that.
Right? That'd be great.
Hey, remember Stella Warren, the swimmer model actress?
I do not.
She
no.
was in Planet of the Apes with Mark Wahlberg. Stunning, stunning woman.
No, but
nothing?
I'll
nothing
take your word for it, no.
She got in trouble over the weekend. She got popped for misdemeanor domestic violence in Marina Del Rey when she threw a bottle of cleaning solution at her boyfriend and beamed him in the head. He refused medical attention, and she was released after posting $20,000 in bail.
Oof.
Right? Apparently, you do not want to get on her bad side. But I would think whatever he's getting is worth a bottle to the head every
I
once in a while. You know
I
what I'm
don't
saying?
Think you want to say
oh,
that.
Trust
I don't
me.
Think that's what you're
hit
saying.
Me, if that's the price?
Nope.
No.
Hit me with a six-pack.
Nope.
Whatever you got.
Nope.
Throw away.
Nope.
Because you know what? You know what after the bottle?
What's going on in your bedroom?
Right?
No.
Just saying.
All right, I have done my due diligence, and she is awfully pretty.
Yes! That was my point.
Yeah, she can throw cleaning fluid at me.
Right!
Yep.
It's domestic abuse, whether it's a man or woman.
Right, but what's a bottle of the head once in a while if you're getting...
Right? What is happening with you right now? You cut it out.
Just saying. I've taken a shot to the head for worse.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Me too.
Yeah.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Oh, I want to remind folks, Friday night, 10 p.m. How could I have almost forgotten? Hollywood Babylon is back.
No.
Me, Kevin Smith, you. What a three-way, right?
Now, when you say it's
maybe,
back...
Maybe I'll throw a bottle to your head.
Wasn't it just there last week?
Yeah, but we've been off for a long time, so we're making hay while the sun shines. We're doing a bunch in a row because we're going to be off again for a big chunk of the summer. So, if you want
to
come out,
you guys like to keep people guessing.
If you want to come out and see Hollywood... Well, we can't just... It's not our main gig. He's off directing things and running around and directing Jeff Garland in the Goldbergs and... I'm off doing this show and that show and Family Guy and other stuff. So we got other occupational hazards.
Shut up, fool!
So we like to get together and do it when we can. And this Friday is one of those opportunities. So come on out and see us. 10 p.m. Go to improv.com to get details and tickets.
I honestly don't see any point to it.
Well, that may be true, but it's just fun. How about fun? Is that a point?
No.
Today's celebrity birthdays... Billy Joel.
It's just Joel.
It's Joel.
I mean, I know
the planet Krypton.
No.
Pretty sure.
It's Billy Joel.
It's Cousin Supergirl.
Nope.
68 years old today. Dave Gahan.
Depeche Mode.
From Depeche Mode. He's 55 years old today. We should play Depeche a la Mode today to celebrate Dave Gahan's birthday.
Wrong!
Ghostface Killa. 47 years old today. And Rosario Dawson, the lovely and talented actress, is 38. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Director, writer, actor, comedian, producer, podcaster, comedy legend, ladies and gentlemen, our friend Jeff Garland back in the studio on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. How are you, Jeff?
I'm young and handsome, my friend.
You're all of those things. How you been?
I've been exhausted. I just got back from New York to promote my movie. and I came out of, going into promotion, I came out of... filming Curb Your Enthusiasm and the Goldbergs at the same time.
Oh, holy wow.
I had 1 week off in Christmas to New Year's, you know. And
but without being insulting, you have like three lines on the Goldbergs. Like you sit around and the kids come in and you go, get out! That's it!
By the way, I wish I have far too many lines. And they have to be memorized exactly.
Ah.
So
they don't make you stand up very often on that show, though, Jeff.
That is a big joke that we have.
They give you a lot of time in the armchair.
I say, what's the blocking here? Oh, you just sit there. And then everybody laughs. Because it is true. That I will. You know, I do have lots of lines. But, man, I love a good. I mean, my God, just to sit in a,
sure,
a recliner. Are you kidding me?
Do you ever fall asleep on set while other people are preparing for the next shot?
Okay. Here's what you need to know. Not only do I fall asleep on set while others are preparing for the next shot, I fall asleep in scenes.
No!
While the cameras are rolling?
While the cameras are rolling, I have fallen asleep numerous times. But that was more this past season than other seasons.
Because you were doing too much.
Because I was just doing, I was doing too much.
Right.
I'll never do that again. I'll do both Curb and the Goldbergs again, but never at the same time.
Yeah. Now you're in the fourth season of the Goldbergs, and it's bigger and better than ever before. It's astonishingly popular, isn't it, Jeff?
For what broadcast television is,
yeah,
it's a very popular show. It's the third rated comedy. In terms of ratings, and it's the number one show on television that families watch together.
I got to tell you, it's so well written.
It really is well written, and I'm
head and shoulders above most other.
Well, yeah. Comedy, you know, drama, network drama can be pretty good. You know,
right.
I watch like Better Call Saul and The Americans and stuff like that. Right. Yeah. So that's more my taste. The Goldbergs isn't even my taste, but it's better than everything.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, it's I mean, Adam Goldberg puts together a pretty great show, and I'm lucky to be on it.
I am. I have two follow-up thoughts. One
okay, let's follow him up, Daddy-O.
Let's follow him up. I am astonished.
Did you just call him Daddy-O?
Yeah, call him Daddy-O.
I don't hate it.
Yeah.
I am astonished at the end of every episode of The Goldbergs when they show a piece of real-life videotape from Adam Goldberg's childhood that the episode was based on. How much tape did this kid shoot?
I don't.
They never run out.
By the way, they never will.
That's
he has
amazing
so
to me.
Much. It is, and it
did
is.
Did he film his
same.
Entire childhood?
I think he did, and I think he irritated his family to no end.
I'm
being serious because I've seen lots of footage of like, get that camera out of here, you know.
But it's just so amazing because I always feel like, okay, this is a show. It was a great premise for him to recreate those scenarios that he had with his family when he was coming up in the 80s. But at some point, they're going to run out, and now it's just going to be storylines inspired by my life. But every single week, he's got tape of the thing that we just saw.
But the storyline, the storylines all come from those tapes. Like,
it's amazing.
Okay,
that's amazing.
This happened to me once, and he doesn't even have to add, and I filmed it. You know what I mean? Because it's assumed that he filmed it.
Yeah. All right, so that was thing one. Now, here's thing two. Now that you're on a big tent, mainstream broadcast smash.
Yes.
Has it been very different for you as Jeff Garland, private citizen, walking around the streets? Are you recognized everywhere all the time, always now?
Okay, here's yes, but for many different reasons.
Okay.
You've got the Goldbergs.
Mm-hmm.
You've got, I swear to God, people recognize me from Daddy Daycare. The Goldbergs, Daddy Daycare.
Right?
But majority of people, especially the people who really freak out, Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Curb,
yeah. Sure.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm not saying you weren't already well known from Curb.
No, but there's so
there's a difference between being on an HBO show and being on
you're
an
ABC. You're both talking at the same time.
Well,
because
I'm just making noises.
Okay.
He in terms of sheer numbers, the Goldbergs.
Right.
But it's at a point now, and now with the Netflix movie, because millions of people see you when you're on Netflix, it will be probably a little ridiculous. However,
are you good with that? Are you good?
Oh, I'm great with that.
With people that, meeting you and saying, something?
"Oh my God, yeah. I have." Yeah,
you've
I
never
am.
Punched anyone.
No, I treat people the way I'd want to be treated if I met a comedian that I admired,
mm-hmm.
and I assume if they approach me, they admire me. But the thing is, this is why. Now, this is one of the reasons why I love living in Los Angeles. It doesn't affect my day-to-day life at all. When I'm in New York, it really doesn't affect it either. However, any other place, including my hometown in Chicago, it can be a little too much for me, and I get a bit overwhelmed. But I'm still nice to everyone,
right?
Because that's my job, and I signed up for this.
I met Kareem Abdul-Jabbar one time, and he's completely different thing. Basketball player, been around forever, huge star. I asked him to take a selfie, and he said, "Nope, but I'll give you a card." And he handed me a card that said, "I met Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and this is what I got instead of a picture." If he stops.
By the way, that card is rocking cool.
Agreed.
You know who else has
that? That's better than the picture.
Steve Martin has that,
too.
Does
he really?
He has, and I wonder if he got it from Steve Martin or vice versa.
Probably
or
he got both it from independently. Steve Martin.
But the thing about Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, there's not noticing that guy.
Right.
Yeah. Number one. Yeah. Number two, he has to carry with him at all times a lot of cards.
He sure does.
So I don't know how good that is for him. I think it might be easier just to take a selfie. Not just me.
But one selfie turns into 20. That's the problem.
Yeah, but one card turns into 20.
Your voice is way higher right now.
I know, but I'm laughing. Because it's like, really? That's nuts. I don't know. By the way, for Steve Martin, I kind of get it, but... But, you know, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar isn't hiding from anybody.
Right.
Right.
He can't. But also, that's the problem.
But also, you know, people in their, I'll say, 20s and under, they don't have no idea. They go, oh, that guy must be a basketball
player. He's tall.
They don't understand that he's truly an iconic figure to us. He's somebody of substance in history.
At what point in your career do you start bringing out the cards?
Never.
Never.
No, that's too much. I do. Here, I'm going to give you something right now. Right. I do have a card. But don't give the email out.
All right.
Okay? But here, this is my card. And I want
Garland you to, brought props today, you guys.
And I want you to have it. Okay, you can read that on the air.
No, I can't.
Why can't you read that?
Can I?
Yes, of course you can. Because it's referring to, there's a bird on there.
Nancy Joe's Cock Party.
Cock Park. Cock Park.
Cock Park, sorry.
Nancy Joe's Cock Park.
Yeah. Why do you have that, Jeff?
Wait, just read what it says on the card.
We exclusively use the Jeff Garland lotion company's handcrafted products.
I can't read the rest of all of it, but...
I can't read the rest of all.
Yeah, but wait, hold on.
Okay.
On there is my email.
Okay.
So if I want, I'm giving that to you, by the way, as a gift.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. I carry with
Can't
me.
Wait until somebody finds it and goes, why do you
I have three or four of those because I don't really give a card out. Okay. But I one day went into, and I'll give a plug. Great. I hang out like it's like almost like a barbershop at Imperial Vintage Guitars on Ventura Boulevard. So one day they said, I was talking about, they asked me where I had come from, and I said, I just came from Nancy Joe's Cock Park. And I go, they're all over, you know, and they burst out laughing, and I kept on bringing it up. One day they had these cards made for me.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
And awesome.
And then I play, I'm on a little bit of a break now, but I regularly play Flappers in Burbank on Sunday nights.
Right.
I think their moniker should be Great Club, Horrible Name. Because it is a horrible
name. It's not a good name, right?
But they made, I used to do this bit, which is now kind of in the movie Handsome, now streaming on Netflix, about lotion and creams and this guy. And so they made like a lotion, and the lotion, and on the card, mentions that the lotion has a hint of something.
Okay.
I don't want either.
No,
we're
going to
leave it right there.
Right. No. We leave it right there. We're not in trouble. It could be a hint of chocolate.
It certainly could be.
It isn't, but it could be.
It could be. We're good. We're totally good. I respect you and your broadcasting license.
Thank you, Jeff. We appreciate that. The film, by the way, is called Handsome, a Netflix mystery movie. We'll talk with our friend Jeff Garland about that and so much more when we return right after this on K-Rock.
The great Jeff Garland from the Goldbergs, Curb Your Enthusiasm, and the new Netflix streaming movie called Handsome, in studio with us right now on the Kevin and Bean Show. I love that Jeff co-wrote this film. And his character's name is Handsome. So throughout the entire movie, people are coming up to him and calling him Handsome.
Yes.
What makes you feel good, right, Jeff?
Yes, it does. Yes.
What a great cast.
But does it make you feel good if you wrote it?
Well, by the way,
you know,
it only makes me feel good because I think it's funny, okay. Not because I think like, oh, they think I'm handsome.
Okay, good.
They know I'm handsome, the person.
I see. What a wonderful cast, though. And I'm sure you were excited to get Natasha Lyonne, who plays your horn dog cop partner. Amy right. Sedaris, who plays your horn dog cop boss.
Yes.
Christine Woods, who plays your delightful and adorable next-door neighbor. You got the great Steven Weber in this movie. Eddie Pepitone, Leah Remini. I mean, just a dream cast for you, right?
Very much so. And I hope to do another one. And I hope to do more mystery movies. I hope to do another one. We'll see.
Is this a series?
I'm hoping that it's a series of movies that I do one every couple of years.
Oh, but not with this character, not with Handsome.
No, with Handsome.
Oh, you do? Yeah. Okay.
But I'm hoping that there's other ones, too, so that Handsome every couple of years, but in the interim, other characters, too.
Gotcha. Like this, to me, when I first saw even the title, Handsome, a Netflix mystery movie, it brought me back to the days of the old NBC rotating cast of movies, right, where you'd have...
That was the inspiration.
You'd have Columbo one week, and then you'd have...
Banachek.
Right, exactly.
McMillan and wife.
And at one point...
McCloud. I'll just keep going.
And at one point, you walk across a field to interrogate a suspect, and you're wearing the Columbo raincoat.
And it's a trench coat, yeah.
It's so cool.
Yeah, that's cool. Thanks, man. It was fun, and I like the way it looks.
What was your what was the inspiration for the crime that is committed?
The inspiration for the crime? I guess the Black Dahlia. Because it's a body chopped up on the lawn.
Good.
So Black Dahlia.
That's not what you associate Jeff Garland with usually, is a body chopped up on the lawn.
Until now.
But you know, look, if you're a Los Angelino, and I consider myself more of a Los Angelino now than a Chicagoan.
Okay.
Man, murder, it comes with the territory. Like weird murders.
Why
weird
does that
ones.
Make you so happy?
No, it's making me laugh because it's just so stupid. We've had
Allie, are you so hot right now?
I am. I love murder so much.
Well, it's fascinating stuff.
Yeah.
And I mean, here's the thing. I have skills in me, I believe, like Liam Neeson, where I could make a really good murder movie.
Okay.
I can make a lot of good dark movies and such.
Right.
But the one thing that I think there's a lot of people who can do that. I don't know that there's a lot of people who do what I do in terms of comedically. So I have to do what separates me.
Right.
As opposed to, you know.
I think that's the key, though. I think, like, when you're growing up, you look at your heroes and you go, okay, I want to do something just like them. And that's wrong.
Right.
You got to do something that's just like you.
Your heroes should inspire you, nothing
to
more.
To do your own thing,
to do your own thing, yes. And early on, Lord knows, we copy our heroes. I think when I first started doing stand-up, you know what I did? I did an Adam West impression, a monologue from the movie Stripes.
Okay.
That's what I did. That's what I did.
Can we hear both?
All right. To the best of my memory. Yes, why not? First, I'll do the Stripes.
Okay.
Lee Harvey. You are a madman. When you stole that cow and your friend tried to make it with that cow, I want to party with you, cowboy. And then I did John Candy's monologue. I did the whole thing. But here's Adam West. Okay. Give me any scenario. Anything. Just the simplest thing.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Were you going to say something, Kevin?
I was, yeah. But
yes, Batman has been tied up, and the Penguin has just left him because he knows he's going to be dipped into a vat of acid in 10 minutes.
All right, now he's with Robin?
He's with Robin, yes.
Okay, got it. Boy, I wonder. It appears that our journey has come to a acidic end, if only... Chief O'Hara gets the message in time. He'll let Alfred know to do what he needs to do. So help me, if the Penguin harms Aunt Harriet, there you go. You get my bad. Yeah.
Batman's got a lot to say in his final moments, doesn't he?
Yeah, yeah. Well, by the way, so if you ever watch the show, he does.
He does. So that was your stand-up comedy when you started?
I mean, but I'm 20 years old, literally the week after my 20th birthday, and that's what I put together. Adam West and a monologue from Stripes.
Tough to go wrong there.
Good start. And
by the way, the audience liked me. I actually passed auditions.
And now you walk out with not one joke or story in your head when you walk out on stage sometimes.
Most of the time, I walk out on stage having no idea what I'm about to say.
It's amazing.
If I do have something that I'm about to say, it's something that I thought of on the drive to where I'm performing. It's something that happened to me that afternoon. usually not yesterday afternoon. That
has to be within,
that's too.
Within
well, no,
eight
that's just
hours.
That's just me thinking about it. But when I am on stage, as much as I improvise, sometimes what I'm talking about will remind me of something,
okay,
a story or a bit or something, and I'll go to it. But in general, I have nothing prepared.
I feel like most comedians not only have something prepared, but they try it and try it and try it and refine it and refine it and refine it. It's
yes,
so the opposite of the
so way. The opposite of the way I work. That's why when I'm at Flappers, I'm on the phone with friends who are playing Carnegie Hall, and that's completely true.
Jeff, is this fair to say that you are delighted by the world around you? You find humor in almost any situation.
By the way, it's so funny you said that. I thought that the other day in terms of many years ago, I was working with Joan Cusack on something. Mm-hmm. And she turned to me, she goes, "Boy, you just enjoy the world. It's kind of like your toy." And the truth is, I do enjoy it. I do see things every day that make me giddy and happy. By the way, as I speak to you right now, I'm incredibly depressed.
What?
Yeah.
This is you depressed?
This just took a turn.
Well, no. Yeah, I know it took a turn. Here's the thing. I don't like bringing others down with me.
Right.
I'm here. I'm going to be joyous, but I thought I'd reveal that right now I'm a bit down. There's some things going on in my life.
In your personal life?
Yeah, okay. That I'm not I'm sad about.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you don't show that. Why?
Well,
do you think it's sort of your responsibility
thing.
To put on a happy face no matter what?
I'm not putting on a happy face. I am actually, as I appear
okay,
right now,
you're confusing
too.
Me.
No, I know, but there's sides to everything.
Sure.
And it's not. And by the way, when people put on happy faces, you can tell. no, it's just that
you're able to compartmentalize.
But also, being sad, it's cool, man. It's temporary. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everyone's like, don't be sad. No, be sad, but no, it's temporary. So the sadness I'm feeling now, I'm well aware it's temporary. It won't just
that's a great attitude, and I think it's also worth pointing out that sometimes it's okay to be sad because there are things that are worth being sad about.
And most definitely. And the things that I'm sad about are totally worth being sad about. There
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I hope you get past it. I hope you continue to be great.
Thank
and to have
you.
Fun and enjoy yourself. Hey, before we go, you mentioned you've been filming or are almost done with the next season of Curb. It's close,
it should
right?
be out, I believe. I've heard rumor October.
And you've said it. You think it's your favorite season so far?
I think it's my favorite season so
That's
far.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I only wish I could have enjoyed it more from the standpoint of not having to film the Goldbergs at the same time.
Right.
And vice versa. I wish I would have enjoyed the Goldbergs more. Not that I was miserable, and it did not affect my work, but it was not as fun because I was exhausted.
Because you're doing so much, you're exhausted.
Falling asleep in the middle of scenes, right. man. Come on.
Cut Garland sleeping.
Yeah. I said it didn't affect my work because we got what we needed.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
But if that was all we shot, it'd be horrible.
The new movie is called Handsome, a Netflix mystery movie. If you're as much of a fan of Jeff Garland as we are, you definitely want to check it out. It's streaming now and forever on Netflix. And I love what you said, by the way, Jeff, and I know we got to go here. I love what you said, that when they put something on a broadcast network, it's for everybody. Netflix, they can find 20 people, 200 people, 2,000 people. It doesn't matter. There's enough to go around for everybody.
Well, they just have to offer something up at Netflix
right.
for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why they have things like Fuller House, you know, and dark things like The Making of a Murderer.
Right.
Like, you know, there's something for everybody there. The unfortunate thing for network TV, which is why I think they'd be a lot better going in directions like Tuesday night is this, Wednesday night is this, so they could get more, you know. But trying to create a comedy show that's for everyone,
yeah,
that's a tough
that's
one.
Tough.
Because you complimented
it's
the
not person. It's not possible.
It's not possible. That's why the Goldbergs, as much as it reaches a wide audience, it's Adam Goldberg's story and point of view.
Yeah, and it's very
exactly.
specific.
Yeah. But those shows come along rarely.
Yep. Well, good luck to you, my friend. Thank you so much for coming in. We always enjoy it. The great Jeff Garland, folks,
thank
on K-Rock.
Thank you.
Hey, don't forget the sold-out K-Rock Weenie Roast Fiesta 2017 is happening a week from Saturday at StubHub Center. We are giving away tickets every day this week, twice a day. We already gave away the first pair, but your chance to win coming up at 9 a.m., so about 20 minutes from right now, you can win your tickets to join us at the Weenie Roast. Get your details at krock.com.
What's going on with the musical Hitler?
I don't know who that is, but I do have a Taylor Swift update for you.
Oh, Taylor Swiftler, my bad.
She has been, this has been a very dark times for us Swifties, I got to tell you. February came and went. March came and went. April came and went. Now we're deep into May. And
what is the point of you?
What is the point of you?
I mean, come on. Who's that upset that Taylor Swift hasn't been
I am, and millions come of her fans on. Are, too. Tens of millions of her fans on social media have been sad and lonely because there's been no Tay-Tay.
Sad emojis.
Since the Super Bowl. She surfaced just two times to give love to new songs that her friends came out with, the Heim song and the Lord song. But that's it. Nothing else from Taylor. We haven't seen photos of her. We haven't seen inspirational Instagram
posts. Stop saying we.
We haven't seen anything from Taylor Swift.
Oh, thank you, Allie. And the Swifties. Okay.
So apparently she is hard at work on a new record, but apparently she has a major announcement coming soon. So we wanted to get the update on this because you know how much we all on this show love the music of Taylor Swift.
And by love, you mean
adore. So I think we have Taylor back on the phone here on the Kevin Beach Show on K-Rock from her secret hideaway bunker in Nashville. Hello, Taylor.
Oh, my God. I can't believe that you guys are calling me. I'm so surprised.
We set it up with your people, actually.
I'm so surprised.
No, this was confirmed.
God, I can't believe it.
Okay. You knew we were calling.
This is all unexpected.
It's great to talk to you. How are you?
It's unexpected.
I miss you very much, Taylor.
Oh, my God. I miss you, too. Who
Thank
are you?
You? This is the Bean from the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
Oh, my God.
He was just saying how upset he was that you've been out of the public eye for a while.
Oh, that is so sweet. Thank you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know. I've been so busy.
Right.
I'm just working around the clock on my album.
Okay. Well, that's
my music. Mm-hmm.
That's exciting news.
It's so exciting. I only take time out to give props to my squad.
Right, yeah. So when, like, Lord comes out with a new song,
Lord, my squad.
You go on Instagram and like her song. Right,
I
exactly.
I like her song, but I'm so busy working on my own music.
Right.
And, hold on a second. Where's my teeth?
What just happened? What?
Where's my teeth? Get it!
Is that a whip?
Get it!
What?
Okay, what are you saying?
Who were you beating with a whip there?
I wasn't beating anyone with a whip. I was just asking my assistant for some hot tea.
Okay, it sounded like you were screaming at somebody.
I misunderstood,
I guess. So a lot of us are wondering what the new album is going to sound like. Are you going to continue to go in the pop 1989 direction? Or are we going to, as the rumors are you going to go back to a little bit more of the country direction? Or what's next?
It's a totally new sound for me.
Oh, okay.
And we're working hard here in the studio. Oh, hold on a second.
Are you there now?
I need more bass! What is wrong with you?
Sounds like a very unpleasant working environment, Taylor.
Right now, hard at work. I mean, everybody's so positive. There's a lot of positive vibes.
You just shouted, I hate you.
I did not.
That's what I thought
just
I heard.
Working with a new producer on this new track. It's so fabulous.
Uh-huh. Can you give us any kind of hint at all about what the album is going to be about? What are you writing about? Is it about relationships?
It's about my personal life.
Uh-huh.
About relationships I've had.
Right.
With certain actors, perhaps, that didn't work out.
Right.
Okay.
I have a new song called Don Hibbleton.
Huh. What could that be about?
I'm sorry, what is it?
That's the working title, or is that finished now?
Dom Hibbleton.
Huh. All right, I like it.
And it's about the relationship and how hard it is sometimes when he wears your T-shirt with your initials on it.
So it's Tom Hiddleston.
No, it's Dom Hibbleson.
That's what I mean. Oh, okay.
All right. It's about walking on the beach. I just feel like... Doesn't seem... Did you call someone a dumb whore?
No. She's in my squad. One of the girls in my squad who came up with that title.
Okay.
I'm really happy today with her.
All right. Well, listen, we're going to let you get back to it.
There's some school kids on the lawn. Hi, kids. Hi, kids.
What the hell is happening here? Are you shooting
it? Get off my lawn!
LNOC's alternative rock. This is the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:53.
Join us at the sold-out K-Rock Wee Roasty Fiesta 2017, a week from Saturday in 5 minutes. We'll give you the invitation to call in and win those tickets. First, Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat on a Tuesday.
It's good news for psych fans. Dave King Mexico, by the way, is beside himself with this news.
Is that right?
Yes.
I don't know anyone else that watches Psych.
You didn't watch Psych? Was it on USA?
I liked it. It was good, but it wasn't good enough for me to squeeze it into the schedule, you know?
I beg to differ. I thought it was really great. James Roday and Dulé Hill.
Didn't dislike it.
The stars of that series. It was terrific.
It was good.
They're getting back together for a reunion movie. A two-hour Psych holiday movie on the USA Network. Yes. Everybody's coming back. Maggie Lawson, who's adorable, by the way. Corbin Burnson, Kirsten Nelson, Timothy Amundsen, and Psych creator Steve Franks wrote the story and script along with star James Roday. So the gang's back together again. For you Psych fans, that's good news. As I mentioned, Dave is just giddy.
Yep.
I was a fan. I liked it. Dave is super fan.
Is that right?
Super Psych fan, yeah.
Weird.
Dave has odd taste.
Yeah, that's weird.
Odd taste in television, not the... Is your microphone on, Ellie?
Nope. Not even a little.
I thought
action.
You tried to chime in there for something.
Welcome back,
Kevin. I saw
Kevin.
Your mouth moving. I figured right. Maybe you had something to say.
It's playing the odds.
What, did you think Ellie wasn't going to talk?
Dick. Dick, I'm sorry.
Welcome back.
Dave has... It's not that he doesn't like... The shows that he likes aren't good. It's just that they're all his taste
you're
is
so
all
varied.
Over the place.
All over the place, right.
He's like, he loves Blue Bloods.
Well,
and
to be fair, so does my mother. She's
I know.
70.
It's odd. Sometimes he has like the taste of a teenage girl.
Yes.
And then sometimes he's got the taste of like an 80-year-old white woman.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
It's very strange. Where was I going with this? Psych.
Psych's
coming back. That's good news. However, some fans are unhappy today with some TV news. If you're a fan of the CW, Frequency has been canceled. And No Tomorrow. How aptly named is that show? No Tomorrow for them. With just 1 million viewers per episode. We're not good enough to keep them on the air. So, sorry. Sorry, No Tomorrow.
One of my favorite shows on television got canceled yesterday, too, by the way. You guys probably don't watch it, but it's called Home Fires.
I was just going to say, let's take bets on whether we're going to recognize the name of the show or not.
Never heard of it.
Oh, is that on PBS? On the Home and Garden Network or whatever?
No.
Where they set fire to houses
no.
and burn them to the ground and they
no,
rebuild
right,
them or
I'm
something?
In.
It's about a small town in Britain during World War II. And,
sounds great.
It is great.
Oh, and is it about a milkman or something?
Just got canceled. No, it's largely about the women who try to keep the town running while their men are off fighting the Nazis.
How do you find time for a show like that?
Because quality, Kevin, rises to the top. That's why. Because you watch the stuff that's great, and you don't have time for the rest. But it just got canceled yesterday. It was a shock to everyone. Because
I know to
right?
everyone,
right?
Because it's so good. It's on PBS.
Both of you must have been shocked.
Shook me to my core.
But now you have more time for that other show on PBS about the guy who cuts his grass one blade at a time with nail clippers.
I'm not familiar with that show.
Oh, the hell you're not.
But what I'm saying is there are people out there.
Files.
There are probably people out there who loved Frequency and loved No Tomorrow and are
nope.
super sad that
just
that got
you.
Canceled.
Just, only you.
You just got to have enough people to keep it on the air.
You're the only one.
You home did your fries, part. Home fires, you
home
guys.
Fries.
So
fries. I like home fries better. A little salt and pepper and some ketchup.
You can't even get the name of the show right.
Home fries.
I'm sorry. I'm very hungry,
you're
and that
so
was on
sad.
Top of mind.
You're confused.
Home fires. It's very good.
Yeah.
You should check it out.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I'm going to get right on that now that it's been canceled.
Are you guys familiar with a band called the Red Hot Chili Peppers?
Yeah.
Heard the name of. Sounds familiar. Yeah.
Has been announced that they will headline the second annual Meadows Music and Art Festival in New York City this fall.
Oh, thank God there's a music festival now.
Finally, someone's getting around to putting a musical festival together. Jay-Z will also be the co-headliner. It's happening at Citi Field, September 15th through the 17th. In Manhattan, Gorillaz, Future, and Migos also on the bill.
You know who else?
Really?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ladies Love Cool J?
Mm-hmm.
Tidal will live stream the entire festival. If you don't want to go, you can watch it via Tidal.
Huh.
More music news. Linkin Park has a new friend that's going to be performing with them for the rest of their tour dates from the One More Light World Tour. Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, that's a strange choice, isn't
it? Snoop Dogg hopping on stage with Linkin Park.
Huh.
All the dates are on the West Coast, starting in Seattle on October 14th, all the way through the closing night of the tour, which will be here in L.A. at the Hollywood Bowl on October 22nd. So Snoop and Linkin Park. Interesting, that. Friday night, 10 p.m., Kevin Smith and I are inviting you to see Hollywood Babylon as we take the stage at the Improv on Melrose. Glad to have you come join us. You can go to improv.com for more information and to get your tickets.
We had a pretty good time.
It was a great show last week, by the way. I don't know if you listened to the podcast or not, but Kevin told a story that shocked us all. We're out of the blue. He got a phone call last week from Bruce Willis.
Is that right?
Who he has been talking trash about for years.
Wow.
The better part of a decade. Out of nowhere. Wow. Phone rings. He picks it up. Is this Kevin? Yeah. It's Bruno. Who? Bruce Willis. And had a, how you doing? How's the family? What's going on? Conversation. Never brought up anything from the past about
So didn't realize the impression he had made? Smith?
It's a mystery. Wow. Kevin hung up the phone knowing less about that guy than he did before he picked it up.
Wow, that's
crazy. Treating him like, I was just thinking about you. I wanted to check in, see how you were doing. Just like a hi, how are you, catch up phone call with no acknowledgement, first of all, of the brutal rift that was created when they made that movie together or any of the fallout since.
Wow.
No acknowledgement whatsoever. Kevin said it was the most tense half hour of his life because he kept waiting for the shoe to drop, for it to be threatened or something.
Hey, while I have you.
I heard what you were saying the other day, I read this interview or whatever. None of that.
Because Kevin Smith was a huge fan, and then they did, what was it,
Cop Out.
Cop Out.
The film they did together.
And Kevin was so disappointed.
Soul-crushing, he called the experience.
Yes.
It was a huge disappointment, and it really shook him to the point where he stopped making movies for a while. He was so disappointed by the experience and was very vocal about it and went and talked about it. And at the wrap party, said to everyone, thank you all of you for helping me make this movie, except for Bruce Willis, who's an effing dick.
Wow.
And
hey, how's it going?
And then he gets a call. Hey, what's up? How are you?
That's so weird.
Yeah, it was trippy.
Did Kevin say still a dick?
Great story. No, he said it was a charming conversation. He was lovely, and it was like the two had never had a crossword. So, we don't know. I told him he's in trouble. He's setting him up for something.
Oh, no.
Something's going to go down. Today's celebrity birthdays. Singer Billy Joel is 68 years old today. Dave Gahan is 55. Ghostface Killah turns 47 years old. And Rosario Dawson celebrates her 38th birthday. Speaking of Kevin Smith, Rosario, of course, the star of Clerks 2. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 9:38.
Go Ducks.
thank you, Jim Rome.
Welcome to the jungle. My theme song. You guys are playing it. I figured I was on. So now my turn.
Not till Thursday. Thursday at 8 o'clock.
All right, Bean. Don't get pushy.
All right.
Straight fire. Straight fire coming from Bean.
Hey,
Yeah, it is.
Hey, Jim. Is your friend Ralph Garman here
for
the show?
Not a good look, Bean.
Not a good look, sorry.
5 minute show, then you shut me down.
Sorry. I didn't. It was just a misunderstanding.
Hall of Fame.
We're it's playing the song.
Slap down.
Right. I didn't realize that you would think that was your theme and it was time to come on.
Straight fire, right, Allie?
Sorry.
Yeah.
Where's Sanchez?
Ralph is here. Now time for a look at the showbiz beat.
Right?
Right.
David Oyelowo.
Oh, he's so good.
Yep.
So talented, right?
Very much so.
Love him in everything.
Has been announced he's going to be starring in a new film playing Ossian Sweet. Now, that name may not mean anything to you, but he was an African-American medical doctor who was tried for murder in Detroit in 1925 simply for defending his property against a mob of white rioters.
Ooh. Oh, I hate white people.
And at the time, he was represented by Clarence Darrow, legendary lawyer Clarence Darrow. And his legal fees were paid by a brand new organization in 1925 that was known as the NAACP. It's a legendary landmark trial, certainly in the African-American community. And looks like David Oyelowo, I got it right the first time, Oyelowo will be playing the lead in that film. So that's good news. That should be an interesting story. If it's done by the right people, that could be a terrific film.
Yeah.
More movie news. Looks like they're going to remake Hellboy. I don't like it. The first one. Have you seen the first two? Have you seen Hellboys?
Yeah, I like them both.
Ron Perlman is so brilliant in that role. Just born to play Hellboy. Guillermo del Toro, of course, a terrific director. But this will be a reboot. David Harbour, who's also a good actor. You know him from Stranger Things and from The Newsroom and other projects.
He's good.
He's reportedly in talks to play Hellboy. The working title is Hellboy, Rise of the Blood Queen.
Okay.
It's so funny,
Allie.
It's
just funny. It's just dumb.
It wasn't so funny last week. Right?
I get it.
What's wrong with you, Ralph?
You were the one with all the talk.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't
about.
Either. Jennifer Morrison, I like her. She was on House. Remember House?
Sure. Once upon a time.
Remember that show House I was on? Remember that show when I used to co-star in House?
I mean, co-star is a strong word.
I was one of the
yes.
stars of a show called House.
Yeah, sure.
Back in the day.
Did you appear on an episode? Yes, you did.
I was one of the stars of a television program called House MD.
Right, but you were only on one episode in like seven seasons, though.
It's Bobby!
Well, it was Bobby. That's true.
She went on to do a show called Once Upon a Time. She's now leaving that show. She leaves a lot of shows.
Right?
Doesn't she know that quitters never give up?
That's right. I forgot about that. She said if the show gets renewed, she'll be back for an episode. But the season 6 finale airs this coming Sunday, and apparently that's as long as her deal was. So she's announced that she is leaving, but apparently leaving the door open to go back and doing a couple episodes should the show get picked up again.
Leaves more room for...
It's Bobby!
Once Upon a Bobby. That's what they need. That show. Speaking of questionable television, a lot of attention right now because the shows are getting canceled or picked up. This is the week, really, where we find out who's going to survive and who's not. Dave was just saying, Dave, what was that show you were saying just got canceled? And you were upset about it. You listening in the other room? We were talking about it? Dave?
What are the chances?
Yeah, never mind.
What show?
You said a show got canceled. Remember? You were giving me the news?
I don't know.
All right.
Was it Rosewood? Because that one just got
yeah, that
got
just
axed.
That got axed over there on Fox. That did get canceled. Frequency on the CW.
Okay.
Got its plug pulled yesterday. No Tomorrow.
That's not
right?
a thing.
It is a thing.
Okay.
It was a show
right.
on the CW. That has been canceled as well. So we're
don't forget Home Fires.
Home Fries, right? That got canceled. Story of a short order cook who can only make one thing. After breakfast, he was pretty much out of
job. What can you do for us now?
Just Home Fries.
Nothing.
That's all
it's
I
lunch.
Can make.
Ralph, I'm very concerned, and I didn't want to say anything in front of our guest, but I can't. What about Gotham? When are they going to announce whether Gotham's coming back
fine.
For another season?
Gotham's
you think
fine.
So?
Gotham's fine. Yeah.
I hope so.
Yeah. S.H.I.E.L.D., I think, is also in
S.H.I.E.L.D.
pretty good
is
shape.
Back?
What?
That's great news.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
That's good, too.
That's apparently also on the fast track. Dave, King of Mexico, he doesn't remember, but he was looking in a story that had shows there. Oh, iZombie, they were saying, is on the bubble
oh,
over
no,
there in CW.
Really?
That's what made you think of it. iZombie's on the bubble.
What about Timeless?
Timeless?
Yes. Timeless, the time
is there
travel
a show?
Show
called Timeless.
There is.
Oh,
yeah.
It's really good.
I love Timeless.
See,
it's canceled. Then
no,
Abigail Spencer's so hot.
She's great. It's a great show.
Would you and Dave like to have your own?
He's in there. If you'd like to have a conversation. Yeah, we're on the air.
We're on the air.
The Timeless podcast
okay.
you guys yeah. are working on.
Yeah.
I'm betting Timeless will be canceled. That's my guess.
No. Why would you
Dave
say
likes
that?
It?
Because you and Dave both like it.
It's hurtful.
So. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Rosario Dawson's 38 years old today. Ghostface Killah celebrates her 47th birthday. His 47th her? Birthday, rather. Yikes. Now I'm in trouble. Remember when we met Wu-Tang in Vegas, Kevin? You and me? We met Wu-Tang. Kevin and I were doing a live remote in Vegas. I don't know where Bean was, in one of his many homes.
We had been drinking a lot.
We had been drinking. And we're sitting there in a casino lounge right there off the lobby at 6 o'clock in the morning. And we're nursing hangovers, and we're unhappy, and a very...
We're just trying to live.
Very energetic, voluminous African-American woman came up to us and said, I want to come on the air. I want to talk on the radio. And we're like, excuse me, madam, we're not... That's not what this show is. I'm sorry. But I am Wu-Tang.
Oh.
She didn't say I'm part of...
She was Wu-Tang.
I am Wu-Tang.
Okay.
She didn't say she was part of it or whatever,
so
I guess.
Now, right. Kevin and I start trading glances.
No,
and
so
like,
I looked at Dave, who's the producer who's supposed to
handle
that situation.
Yeah.
And he just looked down and started acting like he was writing something completely fake.
He wrote down, I am Wu-Tang.
It was like fake, it was like fake work. It was like the pen still had the cap on it. And he was like just pretending to make circles on a piece of paper.
So Ralph and I are drunk and we're trying to like make sense. What does I am Wu-Tang mean?
Sure.
I am Wu-Tang. She just kept repeating that over and over again.
And then she had some people in the hotel. She wanted to be on the show.
I've got some of my clients here. We're going to come on the show.
But the clients that she had weren't in Wu-Tang.
I can call them. They're in the office. They're in their rooms. I'll bring them down. We're like, are they in Wu-Tang, too? Are they Wu-Tang? No, they're not Wu-Tang.
I kept looking at Danny, who just passed out. I was like, dude, help.
And she gave us her name, and we did a little research, and it turned out she actually was.
She owns like 20% of Wu-Tang, and maybe their man. I don't remember. It was like a
she
major.
She is Wu-Tang.
She was Wu-Tang. Wu-Tang. The chances of that.
Imagine our surprise that she didn't turn out to be some crazy lady in Vegas.
Oh, she's a crazy lady in Vegas.
But she's also Wu-Tang. Those were good times.
I'm just saying maybe less alcohol would have helped us in that particular situation.
Well, isn't that always the situation?
Yeah.
So anyway, this woman probably is celebrating with Ghostface today to celebrate his birthday.
There's no more ODB no more.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
My name is Big Baby Jesus. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah. Rosario Dawson, also the lovely and talented actress, is 30.
Who's still dating Eric Andre, by the way. Let's never forget that.
Why wouldn't you? Eric Andre is awesome.
That's a great choice.
It would be exhausting to go out with him, wouldn't it?
No one's asking you to.
He'd be hilarious and smart and funny and a joy.
Can we, let's defer to the lady in the room. Allie, Eric Andre, seem like a good boyfriend material to you?
A, he's adorable. B, he knows how to have fun.
He's adorable. B, he's beautiful. C, I'm sorry.
So it sounds like you're yes. You're yes on Eric Andre.
I fully support their relationship.
Really?
I think they're adorable.
Everyone
you too,
is.
Chip.
Everybody but you. Everyone is Eric Andre. Pro Eric Andre.
He's adorable.
And I don't like it.
Are you done?
What if he was on Home Fries?
now we're in.
The role is the sassy valet car parker on Home Fries?
I don't think they had valet back then, but okay.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you. Out the SoCal Helpful Honda dealers are handing out random acts of helpfulness. We all win this afternoon at 5 p.m. with a commercial-free hour of music on K-Rock. Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean Show. Pranks gone wrong. This includes an eel and a butt.
What?
That's all I'm going to tell you.
I don't want it.
Yeah.
Nope.
Pranks gone wrong. Also, tomorrow morning, it's Wednesday, so that means we have the Wheel O' Bad Animal Voices.
Oh, I'm not feeling well.
And we've got your tickets in the third row for the K-Rock Weenie Roast E-Fiesta tomorrow.